Expedition 74 crew returns to Earth after 241 days in space. NASA astronaut Chris Williams, KJ5GEW, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kudryavtsev and Sergei Mikhailov are safely back on Earth after 241 days in space. The trio landed in their Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft on the Kazakhstan steppes, southeast of, and I'm not going to try and pronounce that name, on Sunday, July the 26th, wrapping up their service as members of Expedition 73 and 74 aboard the International Space Station. The Soyuz MS-28 undocked from the station's RASFET module shortly after 700 UTC and descended under parachute to a touchdown approximately 1026 UTC about 3.5 hours later. Over the course of the mission, the crew orbited the Earth 3,856 times and traveled more than 102 million miles. The spacecraft launched and docked with the station on November the 27th, 2025, Thanksgiving Day in the United States. The flight was the first for William and Mikhaev and the second for Kudryavtsev, who has now logged more than 426 days in space. Before departure, Kudryavtsev handed command of the station to NASA astronaut Jessica Meyer in a change of command ceremony on Saturday, July the 25th, marking the transition from the Expedition 74 to Expedition 75, which formally began at undocking. Seven crew members remain aboard the station. Amateur radio was part of Williams's final week in orbit. On Friday, July the 24th, just 2 days before returning home, he completed an ARIS telebridge contact with students at the Payload Operations Integration Center at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. In keeping with the standard safety protocol, the ARIS radios aboard the station were powered down on July the 25th in support of the Soyuz undocking, with service scheduled to be restored on July the 27th. Following post-landing medical checks, recovery teams transported the crew by helicopter to Karanga, Kazakhstan, where Williams boarded a NASA aircraft bound for the agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Marmotsat designated Canada OSCO 128, or CO-128 for short. On July the 7th, 2026, the Marmotsat satellite was launched on a Falcon 9 launch vehicle from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Developed by the University of Victoria Center for Aerospace Research, the satellite carries a 2-meter digipeter and beacon, and a 10-meter beacon, and a DVB S2 video and ionospheric sounding experiments. At the request of the University of Victoria Center for Aerospace, AMSAT hereby designates for Marmotsat as Canada OSCO 128 or CO-128. We congratulate the University of Victoria Center for Aerospace Research, thank them for their contribution to the amateur satellite community, and wish them continued success on this and future projects. CO-128 remains in commissioning following its successful launch. OSCAR-Watch MM9SQL's OSCAR-Watch tracker is now officially out of beta with release 1.0.0. This release features comprehensive flex radio, smart SDR integration, expanded HF satellite support, and smarter dual radio tuning, and refreshed user interface layouts. The program interfaces with Yaesu GS232B, SPID, EasyCom, SAEBR track or URC rotor controllers, and with Peter's CloudLog logging program. OSCAR-Watch Tracker now fully supports satellite operations for those using flex radio smart SDR with transverters. The release now includes band and pan adapter swapping, independent centering of panda adapters, band-specific antenna port mapping, adding configurable VHF and UHF antenna routing, and RX and A/RXB, and transmit antenna assignments, and mode and CTCSS guardrail for FM passes. various bug fixes and enhancements for handling the ICOM 9700 and Kenwood TS2000 radios, and cosmetic changes on the on-screen display are also incorporated into the first official release of Oscar Watch. The program and complete changelog may be downloaded from github.com, and just do a search for Oscar Watch and it'll take you to the download page. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 9th of August, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1851 to 1902. SO-50 or SAUDISAT-1C, 1303 to 1316. And CHAPISA-SAT, two usable passes today, 1426 to 1437, and then again 1600 to 1612. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.